Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court for February 4th, 2025. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Erickson, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal, if you wish to rise.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day and this opportunity to gather together to do the business you would put before us. Father, we ask you for strength, courage, wisdom, and discernment for not only this elected body, but also those in our cities, states, and nation. Father, we need your guidance now more than ever, and we just ask that you fill us with compassion and love for others. Fathers, lead us and guide us, and forgive us where we fail you. We ask all this in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under public comment. If there's any individual present today who wishes to make public comment about any items that are on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're appearing remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll move on from this time of public comment and just make note for all the department heads and elected officials that Golden Triangle Days is the first week in March. So on Tuesday, March 4th, we will not have a quorum for Commissioner's Court. We'll all be in Austin along with everyone else. So if there's anything you need to get on the agenda, make sure you do it the week before March 4th, or you're going to have to wait until the 11th. All right, on items under purchasing, item A is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Steep Meadow Solutions, LLC to provide elections operations app, install and set up cybersecurity improvements, and implement a public awareness campaign to educate voters for the Jefferson County Clerk's Office in the amount of $79,061 in accordance with the Omnia contract funded by the Election Security Grant. Item B is to consider, approve, and execute an agreement with Time Clock Plus LLC to provide timekeeping services for Jefferson County Clerk's Office in the amount of $4,585.27 for 40 licenses for a 7-month period and $2,142 for 210 licenses for a 2-month period in accordance with the Omnia contract 14-10 funded by the Election Security Grant. Item C is to consider, approve, and execute a service proposal with Infotech Research Group in Jefferson County for IT research and advisory services in the amount of $59,206.94 for the period covering January 31st, 2025 to January 31st, 2026 in accordance with the General Services Administration contract. Item D is to request approval to release the final 10% payment to Enterprise Systems Corporation in accordance with contract upgrade of the Jefferson County Nortel Avaya phone system, the amount of $74,483.89. Item E is to request approval to release final payments to CTEX Construction Corporation for the Jefferson County 2024 concrete road repair project in the amount of $84,981.74. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1 to the invitation for bids for Jefferson County 2024 concrete road repair project with CTEX Construction to add additional curb and downspout pads, as well as reducing soft spot repair for a reduction of $990, bringing the total amount from $175,100 down to $174,110. And item G is to consider, approve, execute an amendment number 4 to the contract for lease of properties as a result of buyout to transfer lease of property item number 98, property ID 75, from Justin Myers to Richie Rogers. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Discussion?
Judge, I'd just like to thank Michelle and the engineering department, as well as purchasing, for the work they did on the concrete road repair. I know that happened in Precinct 2 and Precinct 1, and we were able to utilize, I think 75% of that was state funds. So we just appreciate all y'all's hard work.
Of course, now, you don't normally see a change order that drags down the total amount, so that's a plus.
And I would like to add on to that, at the present time, Michelle, if we have any extra funding, it was just brought to my attention about a Ford, a Doggett Ford Park. The ballpark entrance, it's on our side. The concrete is deplorable, and it's something that we're going to have to look at. That's what get more traffic than anything out there. Just brought to my attention last week.
Well, that's so heavily used, we need to find a way to get it taken care of one way or another.
Okay.
And Fran, I just want you to make sure in the election security grant that time clock's an appropriate eligible expense under that grant for us, okay?
Yes, sir. We did get information from the grant administrator that he was allowing it.
Very good. All right, thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have five items. Item A is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,249.64 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for February insurance reimbursements. Item B is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $388,133.32 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item C is consider, approve, and ratify electronic disbursement for $6,950,338.91 to the State Comptroller for Intergovernmental Transfer for Jefferson County Local Provider Participation Fund for the Uncompensated Care Program, which is a pass-through, does not come from our revenues. Item D is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $3,165,512.90 to the State Comptroller for Intergovernmental Transfer for Jefferson County LPPF for the Aligning Technology for Linking Interoperable Systems Program. And item E is regular county bills check numbers 525168 through 525358. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So move.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alfred and Erickson. Any discussion? And just for comment, because I got asked a question a couple of weeks ago about the LaSalle. We lease out our downtown jail to LaSalle, but the sheriff retains control over that facility under state law. And so when rents are paid, they come to the county and then are turned over to the private entity leasing the jail in exchange for their, under their lease. All right, any other discussion?
No discussion, but Fran, if you don't mind, you might need to, because of those two large numbers, you know, we normally ask questions whenever those numbers about that, and judges said to pass through. Just give us a little bit on it.
The participating hospitals pay a percentage that is set each year from their net patient revenue. It is sent to us quarterly, and the county holds it on their behalf. And then when the state has these IGT opportunities, we then just pass that money to the state on their behalf.
Now, let me ask you this, because of some conversations that Commissioner Alfred had with one of the local hospitals last week. If a local hospital is not paying into the program, are they still participating in the program?
I am not aware. I know we have one hospital that has not been paying, and we have reported that to the state. So I would think if they're not paying, they're not getting able to participate.
Okay, very good. Well, let us know when you hear back. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have two items. Item A is to consider possibly approve, receive, and file a resolution authorized application for grant number 13446628 for the Jefferson County Family Violence Crimes Against Women Unit of the District Attorney's Office to the Office of the Governor's Criminal Justice Division. And item B is to consider possibly approve, receive, and file oath of office, statement of officer for Commissioner Brandon Wells as Director of the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff, we have a couple of items. Item A is consider possibly approve and authorize the county to execute aircraft and SWAS request form award ID EMW 2024-SS0596, e-grant number 503-2001 for Avata 2 and Mavic 3 drone tactical bundles to protect critical infrastructure. And item B is to consider and ratify approval of resolution Project Safe Neighborhoods to correct a ministerial mistake to include grant number 514-0001. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Willis. Discussion. And my only question, that note to the Department of Homeland Security said something about Chinese drones. Are these drones made in China, or what? Do you know what that was relating to? We can discuss it after court, but okay. All righty, we'll talk about it later. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Clerk, item A is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file iDocket birth certificate indexing proposal previously submitted and approved on August 20th of 2024 as part of the County Clerk's archive plan fiscal year 2024-2025 with Archiva Lock. Item B is to consider, execute, receive, and file a joint election agreement election services contract between Jefferson County and the Beaumont Independent School District, City of Beaumont, Port of Beaumont for the May 3rd, 2025 election. Do I have a motion on those two items?
Judge, could I ask you a question on that one? A, should we be doing it, approving it again? And I'm sorry, I should ask it before.
Execute, receive, and file iDocket birth certificate indexing proposal previously submitted.
And approved.
The court approved just the funding in her plan.
Okay.
But not the contract. I don't know if that's gone through purchasing or not.
Okay.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay.
All right. Thank
so
you.
So moved.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, it's having an under engineering department. We have two items. Item A is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline line permit 1P25, a renewal of 2P24 between Jefferson County and the Energy Transfer Spindletop LLC ethylene pipeline project for the purpose of a pipeline crossing Hebert Road located in Precinct 2. Item B is to execute, receive, and file an overweight vehicle permit at 020W25. Renewal of 030W24 and road use agreement between Jefferson County and the Energy Transfer Spindletop LLC for the purpose of pipeline transport, construction equipment, and hauling of materials along Jefferson County roads in precinct number 2. Do I have a motion on those?
That so move.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. That completes our regular agenda with no addendums. Is there anything any member of the court or any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yes. So this Thursday, the Samaritan Counseling Center is presenting the Not So Newlywed Game. They're going to be honoring Judge Brannick and Sherry, and I'm a couple. I'm one of the couples, my husband and I, and so I want people to go support me, for sure. But also, I think it's special to honor Jeff and his wife. Mental health is a passion of mine in our community. We do a lot of work, and so all the proceeds will be going toward mental health, helping to help people who are suffering with any types of mental health illnesses in our community in Southeast Texas. So come out and have fun on Thursday, and also go to the website and vote for me and Daryl Stevens.
And I'm one of the judges, Sheriff, so you better be nice to me.
Yeah, thank you, Sheriff.
Judge, I would like to commend Alex for that interview he did on the plane crash and give us a reassure the public on the safety record that we've had at Jefferson County. If you can just say a few things of what you reported to the media.
No, that aircraft incident was unfortunate, as they all are, and the news wanted to get a little bit more background on aviation safety.
A little bit closer to the microphone.
And the news wanted a little bit more information on aviation safety, so I just provided them some talking points. I don't have all the statistics, you know, readily available, but aviation flying is virtually the safest form of travel we have. Every time there's an aircraft incident, we all are aware of it, and predominant leading cause of those accidents is human error, which is unfortunate. But with every crash, every incident, the FAA, the NTSB, they learn from it, they adapt, they make changes. So as far as safety goes, it's always getting better. Yeah. But every time there is an incident, we're all aware of it.
Yeah, and one of the concerns I had is that we have a Sabine pilot who would leave frequently right next to the airport there and the helicopter. So I, from my understanding and public understanding, there's a certain height that the helicopters go, and when the planes are leaving the airport, it's a difference, is what I'm asking.
Yes, so that's...
And the hospitals leave. Southeast Texas Hospital leave. Helicopters leave all the time in that same path line.
So the air traffic control, they try to maintain minimum distances between aircraft. And I think in this airspace, it's anywhere from 2 to 5 miles. So the aircraft are never closer than that. When you get by bigger airports, that separation does get a little bit smaller, especially when they're on final approach. The runways there are separated by maybe 1,000 foot on parallel. So you will have two aircraft within 1,000 feet, but they're going parallel landing. Most aircraft nowadays have this technology called ADS-B, Automatic Dependent Satellite. I forget the acronym. Anyway, they all have the same radar information. So when they have a screen there, they can see every other aircraft in the area, and the other aircraft have that same information, tells them where that aircraft is, what altitude it's flying, speed, direction, whole nine yards.
Yeah. As I said, you did a great interview. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you also very much for being here today. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.